up? You are listening to a brand new episode of the Lunchbox Chats. We are your hosts. I'm Laura.
And I'm Esty.
And we welcome you to a brand new week.
What's up, everybody?
What's going on?
How we doing?
I've been singing the Mean Girls soundtrack all day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's catchy.
Honestly, so me and Essie saw each other this weekend and we went to, it was such like a spontaneous like movie night, which I loved. And we went to go see Mean Girls, which I didn't even know it was in theater, shocker. But the both of us didn't know that it was a musical. And we were delightfully surprised. We're like, oh, because like musicals is like our thing. And of course we would go to a movie that's a musical.
Sorry to interrupt you, but what do you think, like we were talking the other night, it was like, what made you think why they would turn Mean Girls into a musical? Like, what possessed that?
I don't know. Like, it's the last movie I would think they would turn into a musical.
Right?
Yeah. And honestly, like, kudos to Tina Fey and the creators for doing it. Well, I mean, I guess they took it off the Broadway. It's on Broadway, you guys. Like, yeah, it's not just in theaters.
Yeah, we didn't know that either. We learned a lot.
We learned a lot at the concession stand when we're asking the guy who, you know, the popcorn. He was so nice. I wish we knew his name.
Yeah.
Essie's like, so what did you think of the movie? And he looked at us. He goes, I saw it 4 times. So we went in with very high expectations. And then we were, I think, a little disappointed. We're like, what the fuck are we watching? And then at the end, like, I think we both loved it.
Yeah, no, we had our high highs and we had our low lows. Because we didn't know, there were certain scenes where like, what the fuck is going on? Like the monkey scene, really, the jungle monkey. Oh my God. That really, I was done. I wanted to walk out at that point.
That was really bad. There was a scene where all the kids in high school literally turned into monkeys and they're doing the weirdest things. I mean, as you're like, what the fuck is going on in this movie?
Literally.
But I loved, what is her name? Regina George, but like, what's her real name?
Renee Rapp.
I'm upset. I think like I have a girl crush on her.
I could see that for you. You were like very intrigued.
I'm obsessed with her. But you know what's weird? I'm like, Essie, who is this girl? She looks so familiar. And Essie's like, she's from that show that like we both love. The Sex Life of College Girls.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh my God. And then I just became obsessed with her in the movie. She just has this like aura about her that like I love.
She has swag for sure.
She does. And I'm just like, you go, girl. But I hated, and I don't know how you feel about this because we didn't really talk about it, but I hated who they cast for Katie.
Oh, KD.
KD.
Yeah. Yeah.
Katie.
Yeah, from Kenya. Okay, you guys. We need to do a poll. Like, I was very confused. And Laura's like, no, Esh, she's from Kenya. I'm like, what? Where was I in the original movie? I don't remember that at all.
Yes, like, that was, like, the big thing. Like, she came from, like, Africa. And she moved to the United States. At the beginning, Essie's like, Laura, what the fuck is this? This is not in accordance with the movie. I'm like, no, yes, it is. It's very much in accordance.
I don't recall that part at all. But yeah, I agree. She did not fit KD at all.
She didn't. She annoyed me. Like every time she started singing, like because Lindsay Lohan was such a great, I feel Mean Girls, the original movie, was cast so beautifully and so perfectly well. Although I love the Janice and what is the guy's name?
Oh
my God.
Oh, what's his name? I loved him.
So did I. Of course, we don't remember the one character we both love.
Do you want me to look it up?
No. Okay, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I loved Janice and the guy, but I love them like in both movies. But I think them two were probably like the best cast of everybody. And then Renee Rapp's, like, as much as I loved her, I thought she came in, like, a good third. But I think Lindsay Lohan played such a great Katie that this girl did not live up to any of that. And I feel like her Damien.
Yeah.
Like, her voice wasn't powerful enough. Like, I don't know. I think she was very, like, mid. Did I use that right?
No, good. Oh, my God. I'm so proud of you.
I'm trying.
That was really good. No, very good use of the word mid. I agree. She was, like, lackluster. She didn't have that, like, yes. that low factor at all. I totally agree. But I love, like, all these, like, this show or musical, whatever you want to call it, movie, whatever, like, all these celebrities were coming out of the woodwork, like, time after time, like, the PT teacher, the principal, how they cast all these, like, celebrities?
Oh, my God, we forgot to talk about John Hamm, the PE teacher.
Yeah, like, all these celebrities, I was just like, wow.
So, in the middle of the movie, I, like, whispered to Essie, like, he's rumored to have a really big dick. As he looks
at me. I forgot about that.
And he, like, they're in the middle of, like, they're about to, like, perform a song. And as he's like, what? Like, how do you know? And I was like, I'll let you know after. But apparently there's, like, this, like, huge thing that went around in Hollywood when he was on Mad Men and then also on Bridesmaids. That, like, backstage, they, like, saw him, like, in his boxers or whatever. And they gave him the nickname, like, the snake. Because he's carrying.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is he a giver?
I don't think he's a giver. That was my word of the night, you guys.
Literally.
I don't think he's a giver. And what I mean by giver is somebody who is just very in contribution of you. In all ways.
Oh my God. For the youngins that listen to our podcast, please forgive Laura. She means well, I promise.
I do. So all night I'm like, he's a giver. He's a giver. He's a giver. I don't think John Hamm is a giver. What do you think?
I don't know. I just thought he played a very, very unintelligent human being in this musical, and I was very annoyed.
I agree, actually, 100%.
I was very, very annoyed. I'm like, he's such a great actor, and to play, like, somebody beneath him, it was sad. It was very low for me.
That's so true. Like, this role was just like, eh. But I will say, the previews that we were watching, there are some, like, movies with, you know how before, when we were growing up, in, like, the 2000s, you would have a... in the early 2000s, you would have a movie and you'd have, like, one big name, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like movies nowadays, you have, like, 25 of the best actors in Hollywood in the same movie. And, like, what is up with that? Like, is that, like, a thing now? Like, every great actor is just doing the same movie?
I don't know. That's a really good point. And I honestly, I didn't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. Going into watching it, but like there were so many celebrities in this movie and they all did good and they all like played the part really well. It's just like him, like for instance, like for to put him or depict him in that role, I felt was very beneath him. Mm-hmm. And like that was disappointing, but everybody else, like, I think killed it.
Yeah, just Katie was mid. I thought Adam was annoying too.
Oh, the one you thought who got his lips done.
Yeah. But everybody else, I really enjoyed.
Yeah, we, like, literally had, like, full-blown conversations in the movie because we were just so – I mean, I personally had a lot of questions.
Yeah, I did too. But I'm so happy we went to go watch it.
And... yeah, it was a good time. It was a really good time. And I'm glad that we – the guy was – I mean, I personally wouldn't go see it four times, but –
I definitely would not see it four times, but yeah. I will say today, I'm like, you know, I want to like listen to the soundtrack again. Cause I thought the soundtrack was really catchy.
It was. Yeah. I mean, some of them were a little dramatic, but the rest were pretty good.
Yeah, for sure. But anyway,
that was our experience. A lot going on in the football world.
Oh my God, you are so excited and like nervous, like all of the above. It's almost Super Bowl. How did we get here? It's almost Super Bowl.
I know. And you guys, like, it's just like a lot going on. I just need to say, from this day forward, I'm going to be a Detroit Lions fan because I'm rooting for them. I'm rooting for them. Eminem is rooting for them. Therefore, I'm rooting for them. And I just hope that they go all the way. Currently, we are obviously pre-recording this. Buffalo and Kansas City are playing, and the winner of this game will play against Detroit. And whoever wins that game is going to the Super Bowl.
Yep. Tay Swift is in the suite along with brother Kelsey, who basically stripped down naked.
Literally.
I love that though. I love that brotherly love. Like if my sister would never play football, but like if she was playing football, I think I'd like strip down and be like, woo, like, you know, or throw something at least.
I can't see you play a sport, but I could see Maria play a sport.
Absolutely. Like, yeah, I would never fucking play a sport. No, I'm more like a cheerleader.
Yes. Yes.
Like a cheerleader, like cursing in the stands. Like I'm like a hype girl. She could definitely be like a linebacker.
Oh my God. I mean, I personally like, haven't said
in,
that. But.
No, but like in terms of like, cause I always think of my sister, like as a bull, like she will come raging fucking at you. And isn't that what the linebackers do? Like they kill you.
I mean, I'm going to just remain quiet. Maria, I have nothing to do with this conversation.
Like, that's what I mean. Like, I always say, like, I won't fuck with the bull. And, like, that's how I, like, see her. Like, she's not, like, a quarterback because, like, quarterbacks are, like, graceful. Not that she's not graceful. I'm just talking about her overall aura.
I think you should just stop.
Maria, you know, if she's listening to this, she knows exactly what I mean. I'm talking about, like, the bull coming out of the stadium, like, charging at people. Like, that's how I see her.
Right.
Moving on.
But so, yeah, it's big, big, big weekend in football. Obviously, then we have the Ravens that won, and then we have the Niners that won, which I feel as though everybody saw that coming. And I mean that really, like, I'm not trying to be disrespectful to the Packers. I think Jordan Love coming out in clutch. Laura has no idea what the fuck I'm talking about, but it's okay.
No clue. I know is Packers used to be Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, so then Jordan Love was the backup to Aaron, and he is now leading them, and look how far they came.
Wow, so you're trying to say Aaron Rodgers sucks?
I didn't say that at all. I'm just saying that Green Bay never needed Aaron. Aaron needed Green Bay.
Damn, those are some words.
I'm just speaking how it is. I mean, he went to the Jets and he played like 5 minutes in a game. So, and Jordan Love, this is his first season, and look at him. They made it to the playoffs.
Damn, you and Thomas like hating on Aaron Rodgers.
It's just you know what it is. It's the respect of the game for me, and I feel as though it's kind of how I feel about LeBron in basketball. Like I love, don't get me wrong, I love football, but my heart is basketball, and I just feel like, and you know, you guys could, it's your opinion. This is how I feel. Like to me, the love of the game is not money. You don't play the sport for money. You play because you love the game. And LeBron, to me, he forgot where he came from. And Cleveland put him on the map, and then he went all over the place for money. And it's just like, but what happened to your roots? Like, you never, ever forget where you came from, in my opinion. I wouldn't forget where I came from. Regardless, you're winning rings and championships or whatever. Cleveland put you where you're at. No one else gave you a chance. Cleveland did. And what'd you do? You sold out and went all these other teams just to make more money. And to me, that doesn't sit well with me because that's not how, look, like, for instance, like a true, true, true basketball player, like Michael Jordan. You know how many people wanted to sign him all over? He stayed with Chicago. He started with Chicago and retired with Chicago because that's what you do.
Oh, I love that perspective.
It's just, I don't know. I grew up watching Michael Jordan, you know, and it's just like, to me, and like, there, and when people say, oh, like LeBron's the next Jordan. No, there is no other Jordan.
No.
Jordan is Jordan. And
there's the one, the only.
Right. And I'm not, you know, I'm not minimizing LeBron's talent. He's very talented as far as the sport, like it's the money for him. And that's just not how it is for me, you know? And I feel like Aaron did the same thing. Like he thrived with Green Bay, and what happened there? You know, like for instance, look at Peyton. Look, you know, there's so many Eli, all these guys, like Roma, all these guys. Like you stay where you go, and like they're you're in these positions for a reason. And it's just sad that people just switch here and there for money.
I think we've had this conversation before, but like just to bring up, like it's so cool to live. in the era like we've lived, because we've experienced such greatness in terms of like athletes and like, because there, I don't think there'll ever be another fucking Jordan for as 100%. Long as like forever. Yeah. And like we got to like experience that. Like how cool, like we got to experience some of the greatest athletes of all, like Kobe, there'll never be another Kobe, like right. Greatest athletes of all time. Like that is so fucking cool.
Exactly. Oh, thank you for bringing same thing. What I'm exactly what I was saying about Kobe. Like he was like blood, sweat, and tears with Lakers. And look, you know what I mean? Like it's just, I don't know. I guess like I've always taught, like my parents always taught me, like you never forget where you came from ever. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like you could have the nicest cars, the biggest house, you have all this money in the bank, but like, how did you get there? You know what I mean? Like, and if you end up like just by yourself, like, and just going, moving around because you want the next best thing, you're not fulfilled. You're filling a void. And that's just kind of what it was. You know what I mean? And now, and look, now he can't get a ring to save his life, LeBron. So bye.
I feel like especially in sports, and me, I know nothing about sports, but I definitely know like the common ground of the sport is like, it's all about team and it's all about community. And it's, you know, you're really, it goes to show at the end of the day, yes, we need to like grow as individuals and we need to look out for ourselves in a lot of ways. But at the end of the day, we are better when we are in community. Because if you look at all those like great athletes, like what did they put first? They put like the greater picture, the greater collective in front of their individual. And they were able to grow so big because of that, like stand in that community. Right. So I think that's like a big testament to life too, you know, like, and especially like me and you talk about all the time, like obviously individual is everything, but you know, we're also so weird. We're talking about community because we had this huge astrological shift into Pluto in Aquarius, which is all about knowing who your people are. And it's like, you can, I think sports is like the best way to really understand that concept, where it's like you work as a team and you grow as a team, and in that you grow as a person too.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Anyway, so total tangent. Speaking of tangents, just going back to last night real quick, me and Essie literally had 35 conversations within 2 minutes. How crazy was our ADD last night?
Oh my God. It was, I had to like pause. I'm like, I can't. We need to focus on finish one sentence or one conversation at a time. And we did. We railed it in.
We railed it in. But yeah. Anyway.
This is who we are though.
We're like,
oh, I just wrote down something because I have to ask you something.
Right now?
No, after this.
Okay. Yeah. Are we ready for hot topics?
Are you ready for hot topics is really what it is.
I'm ready for hot topics. I don't know if I'm ready for what you're about to announce, the new show, well, the new season of the show.
So I yelled at Laura yesterday in regards to this. I like was like, listen, you got to get back on the shit. Like chatters want to know, like you guys are totally down with this. You guys are really big followers of the Love is Blind, as are we, Laura and I. Laura fell off this last season, which I will give it to her, though. Like, the last couple of seasons have been kind of like...
whack.
Yeah, I will give it to you. But apparently... wait, do you know where they're filming this year?
Oh, my God. Sydney?
No, North Carolina. Wait, how the fuck did you go, like, worldwide, bitch? They're only in the U.S.
I don't fucking know. I thought they were going to, like, do something, like, crazy. North Carolina?
Yeah, I think it's going to be really sweet and southern charm. Yes. Like, I think it's going to be really a good one.
I hope so. I need to meditate leading up to watching Love is Blind because it always sends me off the rails. But I'm ready for it. I'm excited. I just hope they, like, bring good characters.
Right. Well, that's why I think we're in the clear. It premieres. And I think they're going to do what they did last time where they just put a couple of episodes out. It premieres on Valentine's Day.
I think that's the most perfect date to watch.
Season 6.
Insane. Well, speaking of a new season, there will be a new season of Emily in Paris. But before that airs, the woman who plays Mindy Chen, Ashley Park, was actually like, she almost died. She went into critical septic shock from her tonsillitis spiraling, but now she is fine. She was in the hospital. It's like, it was so crazy. Like, how insane is that? Critical septic shock.
Yeah, that's like scary as fuck.
It's very scary. She posted on her Instagram, but she had her bae by her side, Paul Foreman, who also is in Emily in Paris. And I think he plays her boyfriend in Emily in Paris, right? They were dating on the show.
I don't remember.
I think they were dating on the show, where they were like flirting, something like that. They definitely had to meet. Actually, I don't know if they definitely had to meet on the show, but they're so cute. They're both on each other's Instagrams. And he has been by her bedside this whole entire time.
That's a real man right there.
Exactly. But we're happy she's feeling better. She's taking it easy. And she's cuddling with her giver man.
Oh, that's right. You did say that he was a giver.
He's a giver.
Oh, my God. Anyway, well, who's giving all her stuff away here? I don't know if you guys know this. I know I've talked about it, but I don't know if you guys understand, like, I'm obsessed with her ever since, like, her Teen Mom days. Kaylin Lowry, a.k.a. Kale, Laura. she popped out a set of twins, which is making her at 7 fucking children with 4 baby daddies.
In the past 14 years.
In the past 14 years, yes.
That's, like, that's just insane. I have no words.
So she was on Teen Mom. What got her on the show was her first baby daddy, Joe, and she had her son Isaac, who just turned 14. Then still on the show, she got after Joe. She then was men between there, but she on the show was Javi, who she married and had their son Lincoln together.
Okay.
Then fast forward, she divorces Javi. And has 2 children with this gentleman named Chris. And then she was on and off with him for a very, very long time, a very toxic relationship. And I only know this because obviously I used to watch Teen Mom. And then she wrote about it in the book, like a very toxic, unhealthy relationship was with Chris. And now she's with the father of her 3 children. She has a son with Elijah. And then now a set of twins with Elijah, who she finally has her girl. So she has 6 boys and 1 girl.
Oh, my God. Do you think she was, like, trying for the girl?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not at all.
Is she your favorite?
Because she never forgets where she came from.
Oh, I feel like that's the title of the show today.
Don't forget where you come from.
Yeah.
It comes very nicely what our conversation was yesterday too, I would say.
Yeah.
It's just like, there's something, I mean, I've always liked Teen Mom, but then like I fell off. Like the original Teen Mom was really fucking good. Now they have like 16 and pregnant. Then they have like the show of Teen Moms where they all go, like all the Teen Moms go on vacation together. And then they bring their kids. It's just like MTV was very extra with it. Kale is no longer on the show. She has like 2-3 successful podcasts. She's like a multimillionaire. She's like killing the game. She's like 4 bestseller. Yeah, she's like 4 best-selling books. I have all of them. Like, I just respect her hustle. Like, she's literally she was on like food stamps and now is like a multimillionaire living in this mansion in Pennsylvania, like just thriving. And, you know, she's open about mental illness. She's open about her therapy. I respect it. And she's finally in a healthy relationship with this man who literally takes care of all her kids. Like, just she has 3 with him, but, like, he takes in all the kids.
He's a giver.
Okay.
He's a giver. Wow, good for her. I love that. Like, I love seeing... You know, I never watched Teen Mom. I never watched those like teen shows. I was never like a fan. I don't know why. I just never did. But like, I love like seeing that, like taking something that might not be the most ideal situation. And literally she turned it into like a multi-million dollar empire and where she can support herself, her children, her boyfriend. You know, I think that is literally the best case scenario. So good for you, girl. Congratulations.
Yeah, fine. Good shit with the new girl finally. She got her tubes like cut out.
Yeah. Oh my God. Imagine that's like seven children. That's literally taking it back to like our grandma's day.
Literally.
So Princess Kate Middleton, is it Princess Kate? Yeah, Princess Kate Middleton. She was admitted to the hospital for emergency abdominal surgery, and she is going to stay in the hospital for a few days to like a couple of weeks. And they sent out like an official letter on their Instagram from the palace just saying, thank you for your prayers. The family wants to keep it private. It was just so random. And like, I just find it so weird. Like, I want to know, like, what happened to the princess? Like, do we have a right to know?
I don't think that they won't tell us. They're shady fucks.
Yeah. I mean, obviously we're Americans, but like, do their people want to know? You know, it's like, I feel like when you're in that so much public eye, like you should share with the people, like what is happening. I don't know. I just hope she's okay. I love Princess Kate. Are you a fan?
Not really.
Okay. I would love to live in the palace.
I need to like, I think the next show when I have time is I'm going to do The Crown.
It's amazing.
I know. I think it needed like years to settle after this drama with like Prince Harry and what's that girl?
Meghan.
Yeah, like it was just a lot of drama and bullshit, and there was like I just needed that to settle down, and I want to like go in with like a fresh pair of eyes and like just see and get my own opinion of the thing, you know, of the whole synopsis, because it's very riveting apparently. Like they do a very good I guess
portrayal.
In one of the scenes in particular of RIP to Princess Diana in the tunnel, like, and like the car chase and all that stuff. Like they do a very, very good but again, like what I think is fucked up about the whole thing is that with the you know, I hope they don't come after us, Laura, or sue us, but like the whole royal of it all, like they like pay people off to publish it, so we don't know what the fuck the truth is, you know?
Allegedly, and, supposedly.
Thank you. And like the reporters and the pictures that are published, like we don't know what's facts, like, you know what I mean? So like this show, I don't know how the fuck it came out without their approval.
Well, exactly. I watched the show. I loved it. So I watched it from the beginning. I actually stopped watching it when Diana came about. So I loved watching Queen Elizabeth get her throne, her relationship with her sister and the king. Like, I loved all that. But once Diana got on the show, it's like I couldn't watch it anymore because I'm just like, this is so painful to watch because the way they portrayed her, it was almost like she was just so depressed in that palace. And it's just like, I loved her as a little girl. Like, I don't know if you know this. Like, I did like a whole project on Princess Diana in school. Like, I was obsessed with her. And I remember like the day she died, we were making tomato sauce in Tapina's backyard. And I was just so like, oh my God, like heartbroken by all of it. So I haven't watched after Princess Diana got on the show, but it's true, like we don't really know, and the royals obviously own like a lot of the British media, and we don't know like what is real, what is fake. I mean, very much like American media nowadays, right? There's always this like fake news, so it's kind of like we gotta go by like our own instinct of it. And yeah, you should watch it. I think you would love it.
Yeah, that's what I'm told. So I'm gonna give it a try. I need time to really get into it. There's nothing that's been like really catching my eye lately.
Yeah, I've been rewatching Ugly Betty.
Okay, moving on.
This was wild. When I read this, I was just like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm talking about Kanye West and his new $850,000 titanium dentures. Almost $1 million just in his mouth. He came out this week. Did you get a chance to look at them?
No, I didn't even know about it until you told me. And I just think he's not well.
They look absurd. And I'm just like, what is happening? Like, Do you have to get an entire insurance policy, like, just for your mouth? Like,
probably. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Does his wife have a pair?
I don't know. I don't think, not yet, at least.
Does anyone know if she's okay?
Who knows? Like, he's really hardcore trying to make her Kim K. Like, it's insane.
My heart goes out to that poor, poor soul. Like, I hope she's okay. I hope her family, like, gets her out of that.
I don't know. But, like, $850,000, it just goes to show there's lots of money out there to be made. And it sometimes people just do the weirdest. Like, couldn't you take that $850,000 and, like, go, you know, donate it to a charity, go build a school, go feed, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like
he has a school.
Well, go do something else with it. There's so many people in this world suffering. You're gonna put $850,000 in your mouth? Like, that is just so wasteful to me. Yeah. And it really just angers me, especially like in this day and age of influencer culture. Like, look, I'm all about you make the money, like, you go, you spend it, right? Like, you go, you buy your things. But there's also waste. And there's also things that maybe, like, before you purchase, you can be like, how can I put this to better use? Going back to community, like, how can I help other people who are suffering with it, you know? Mm. And, like, big money like this, like $850,000, I mean, it's just so wasteful to me. And yes, I'm hardcore judging right now.
It's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but they also look ridiculous. Like, it's literally like a block of silver in his mouth. It's the most ridiculous things I've ever seen.
Oh, man.
You guys, I can't.
Anyway, so this week we are going to do another this or that as our meme. However, I just want to make this very clear. So, like, last year, holy shit, last week when I did the this or that, you guys know I don't have TikTok. It came up on my algorithm. And then this week, another this or that came out. And then I didn't realize there's, like, this big fucking thing on TikTok about this or that. So it's like, I don't know who generates the this or that. I don't know if it's TikTok or somebody out there that generates it. And what you do is, like, you go and circle the which one you prefer, obviously. So this is, like, part two.
Oh, I love it. I love that this or that.
All right. Ready, miss?
I'm ready.
Big city or small town?
Big city.
I think I like my small town.
I love that. You know, I realize, total tangent again, like, a few years ago, I hated New York City. I hated all big cities. I wanted to move to a small town. But something happened, like, last year where I became in love with big cities again. So I feel like I go from big city, small town, but I'm in my big city era.
Oh, good. It's giving big city energy. Mornings or evenings?
This is hard. I'm going to say, this is hard. You go first.
To me, it's both. I think this is the same question as last week, to be honest. I'm going to say both because, like, I could be up in the morning, go to the gym, run my 1,000, errands, and then, like, come home, nest, and then go back out again. Or I work all, like, all day, all the morning, whatever, and then I could, like, even though if I did, like, a 10-hour shift or whatever, I come home and then I could go out and, like, rally.
Yeah, like, I love a slow morning, like, a slow, quiet morning. But there's something that happens, like, when the sun goes down that just, like, makes me come alive. So I'm going to go with both, too.
Okay. Summer, well, I know this for you. Summer or winter?
Summer, baby.
Winter.
Over summer? Even this freezing cold weather.
That's so funny you said that. So my friend was like, she was like picking my brain about this. Like, was it last week? Oh, yeah. Well, you don't know. Maybe this week. Well, I don't know. We had like single digits here in New Jersey. And here's the thing. Like, do I love the snow? Yes. Do I love the winter? Yes. Do I love the single digits? Fuck no. I could do without the single digits.
Yeah. The single digits are way too much. So me and my sister were actually having a conversation the other day. She now lives in New York after she's lived in Jersey her whole life. And she looked, because I would always be like, I hate winter. Like I hate traveling in the winter. Like, it's a lot, right? And she looks at me the other day. She goes, I get it. I'm like, what do you get? Sorry about that noise in the background. That's my dishwasher making a weird noise. She goes, I get it. Winter in New York City is different than winter in Jersey, because winter in New York City, you literally have to bundle. You have to walk everywhere. She goes, in Jersey, like, you just kind of see also like the beauty of winter. If you're outside, it's like for a couple minutes. But here it's like you're in it and you're experiencing like what it feels like. I'm like, that's like a good observation. I never thought of it like that.
And what do you mean she lived in Jersey her whole life?
She basically started living in Jersey when she was 21.
Yeah, that's not her whole life.
Oh, to me, that's her whole life.
Anyway, chocolate or vanilla?
Vanilla.
Chocolate.
Really?
Oh my God, I love chocolate, bitch.
Ice cream?
Yeah, over vanilla, 100%.
Oh, I know you love chocolate, but I would think you would do vanilla ice cream.
No, okay. It's too milky for me.
I love a good milky vanilla.
Ew, that's like straight up diarrhea. dogs or cats?
Cats.
Dogs.
Of course.
Movies or TV series?
TV series.
Well, this one's hard for me. That's hard. I would have to say both.
Yeah, you love both.
Yeah, I really do. Okay, thunderstorm or snowstorm?
I'm going to go with snowstorm.
Same.
Because thunderstorm, I just think of my leaky skylight, and it just wreaks havoc in my bathroom.
Oh, let's not get her on this. Oh, my God. Breakfast food or dinner food?
Breakfast food.
Dinner food.
Yeah, I can see that.
I have it, but it's not like I, like, go out and seek breakfast food.
I seek brekkie all the time.
And we need to stop making brekkie a thing.
I'm still trying very hard.
Ooh, this one's difficult. Sushi or tacos?
Sushi.
Ooh, this is hard.
I'm not like a taco girl like that.
Oh, man. I guess if I had to pick one for the rest of my life, it would be sushi.
Really?
You asked me this, like, 5 years ago.
Oh my God.
I would say, again, I'm evolving.
You evolve. See, you're a butterfly.
It's wild. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love me a good fucking taco. Like, and that's another thing. Mm. Like, get you a place, or get you somebody who, like, find you a place that has good tacos. That person's a keeper.
I love a good taco.
Last, this or that. Spring or autumn?
Spring.
Okay. Well, everyone
should. We all know.
Yeah. Come on. It's so obvious.
You are the fall girl.
Oh my gosh. I need to find a place in this world where there is fall and winter every day.
Oh my God. That's literally the world. Essie, me and you can never exist on that planet.
But, like, where – what state in the United States has fall and winter only? Can someone
probably
tell me?
Probably in the United States. I don't know. You can, like, go to Canada.
What?
I think you have to go to Canada because it's more.
Yeah, but Canada has summer and spring.
But it's probably more mild.
It's, like, the humid, the sweating, the hotness. It's disgusting. Like, it's ratchet.
No, give me a fucking heat wave. Make me sweat. Like, I love it.
Make me sweat.
Like, make me sweat. Make me water. Like, that fucking song. Like, yes, yes, yes.
No,
about it.
No, but, like, who likes a wet upper lip?
No. Okay, so yeah, I will say summer has its downfall, because not for nothing, like, even with all the snow, like, my hair looks amazing in the winter. Like, your skin is never sweaty, but then, like, you get dry.
I'm, like, white as fuck.
We're so pale. Like, we look like we're dying every day. Like, you know, summer just gives life. But I don't like a sweaty upper lip. And I don't like my melasma getting worse. So.
Yeah, bitch. And that this is your daily reminder, weekly reminder, monthly reminder to wear your red light mask.
Yes, I have to wear my green. It's green light. I have to wear
whatever, my green light. Whatever the fuck it is. Wear
that
it.
Shit was working, right?
Yes, I don't know why you fell off. Anyway, so back to what I was saying into this regards. Like, okay, so about being pale. Okay, I could argue that by saying, okay, you could go get a spray tan. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Warmth. You get in a sauna. Mm. So there's like there's things to do to alter the summer vibes, but there's nothing beats like barbecues and like tailgating and concerts and, you know, like shit like that. Like, I'm not like minimizing it. It's just like, I could do without like 105 degree humidity. I have curly hair. Like, it's just like a frizz ball for me. It's not cute.
I know. I think like your number one, I like go back to like our summer podcast, like your number one summer complaint is your hair.
Yeah.
You're like I'm done.
It doesn't like, I'm not attractive.
No, I think it just like makes it like a wild feminine look.
No, it's not. I feel very insecure with the humidity. I don't like it. Like, it's just like, I don't know. My hair's like been like literally, besides my very, 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 very big nose, my hair, like my curls are really like luscious and like, I love them. And then when you throw in humidity, it just fucks it up for me.
No, I love it. I love summer. Give me the humidity, make my hair big, like make me, it just feels good on my skin. Like when I step out and it feels like a fucking sauna and like you can barely fucking breathe because it's so humid. I don't know why I thrive. Maybe because I'm like actually suffering and I thrive in like, I've thrived in suffering my whole life. But like, it just feels so fucking good to me. I don't know. I love it. But you know what? I will say, like, I'm learning to love all the seasons. I do. If I were to pick winter, obviously, is my number two. So there's that.
Yeah. And fall, you did really well in fall this season. I'm really proud of you.
This was my best fall yet.
Yeah. I mean, but you also expanded your horizons. Yes. You trusted me. You trusted, yes, like that. I would not steer you wrong with how fall just is warm, fuzzy feeling. That's what
I experienced, like true fall.
Yeah. So yeah, you definitely did. You definitely did.
Yeah, for sure. Esty, what are you grateful for this week?
Oh my God. I told her I was going to talk about her on the podcast as my masseuse.
Oh,
I missed her dearly. Due to conflicting schedules, her and I was not be able to get on the same wavelength, but we are back and at it, and oh, my body feels lovely. So yeah, I'm very grateful for her because my body needed it.
Oh, I love that.
What about you, Ho?
I'm grateful for Nutella.
Oh,
I saw her yesterday and we had some like bonding time. And can I just say, my Scorpio moon and her Scorpio moon connect, and like, I just love this little child. And you guys, she has like a chair full of toys, and Essie's like, go get a toy. This brilliant child went to the chair and got the toy all the way in the back that I bought for her. Like, when she did that, I'm just like, this is like a brilliant dog. Like, I can't get over like that moment. And she's just so sweet and so cute, and she gives the cutest kisses, and I just love spending time with her yesterday. So I'm very grateful for her.
Oh, thank you. She loves you very, very much. It was really sweet. Like,
she's so smart.
Thank you. She really is. She that's like one of her favorite toys. So Laura got her like, literally, when you first met her, this toy, Laura spoils her. Let me just put that out there. Every time she comes and see her, which is really, really nice. Like, you do. You're a really good aunt. And this toy has been with Nuni for 3 years. And it was bizarre. I was like, oh, go get Aunt Laura a toy. And she got the toy that Aunt Laura got her when she was 3 years.
She pulled the toy. You guys, I don't know, like, when she did that, I was just like, oh my God. Like, I don't know. I was just like, this dog is brilliant. God bless her. Like,
oh, thank you. That means a lot to me. Thank you.
And she's so cute. Like, as he's like, paw. Like, she literally like sits, gives both paw. Like, amazing. Like, just obsessed. I'm very grateful for her.
Oh, that's sweet. She's very grateful to have a good aunt like you. Thank you very much.
Essie, tell our chatters where they can find us.
iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasting. Ooh, I have a little pep in my step today. Oh. Radio Public, Breaker, and Overcast. You guys, please head over to all our social media platforms on Instagram at Lunchbox Shots, as well as our Facebook page, The Lunchbox Shots. We need you to rate. We need you to review. And we need you to subscribe, because this year, we need our ratings to be better than last year.
You guys, go do it.
It's a vibe. Trust me. It's a vibe.
It's giving. And until next time.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.